that's a good art.
How to Disappear is an exhibition by multidisciplinary Ōtautahi-based artist Steve Carr, currently on at Galanxford Gallery. In a body of work composed of photographs and moving image work and sculpture, Steve stages a series of failed attempts at disappearance, reminding us that no matter how much we try to hide, something in us always remains visible. Seen crouched and stood behind invisibility shields, bushes and trees, coloured smoke bombs, Carr repeatedly fails to camouflage himself, giving the works a certain absurdity and comedic quality that has been a reoccurring theme in Carr's practice. Sophia caught up with Steve Carr about the making of How to Disappear and his creative process.
Kia ora, Steve Carr. I'm an artist based in Christchurch and a lecturer at Islam School of Art. Recently done an exhibition at Galanxford Gallery exploring kind of themes, going back to themes in a way, of an earlier practice. Looking at humour, materiality, and I guess this idea of disappearing in a modern world.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it a little bit there, but your current exhibition at Gow Langsford, How to Disappear, explores this idea of desiring to disappear and the act of camouflaging, but also failing to do so, kind of creating that quite humorous effect. Can you tell me a bit about how the idea for this project came about?
Yeah, well, actually came about through a meeting with a friend of mine who is a website designer and was working with a client who is showcasing these amazing cabins in the middle of nowhere in Queenstown. And their idea was to bring in an artist who could be involved in the sort of marketing or campaigning of it. And he felt a bit awkward about asking me, but I was just in a place which I was, yeah, really interested in exploring different ways of making art, and I think also artists quite like a brief, so I kind of was keen about approaching that. Through conversations with them, we sort of talked about how this space was about getting away from the everyday, no cell phones, no interruptions, and I was thinking about that idea of active disappearing, but also thinking about how humour is a very human thing. It kind of brings us together, it personalises stuff, and I thought, yeah, so that was kind of the idea, this idea of disappearing badly, and thinking about those sorts of films that use slapstick comedy, but also, yeah, also kind of the structure of comedy as well, and how that could be introduced into a process for building on ideas for a show.
And this is your first exhibition with Gow Langsford after over 20 years with Michael Lett Gallery. How has the transition impacted the way you've approached your practice?
Yeah, when I stepped away from Michael Lett, I didn't have another gallery to go to. So I have got a gallery, station gallery in Australia, but within New Zealand, I didn't have anything, and I was sort of quite comfortable with that. And it also sort of opened up this possibility of just really making work and being really experimental, making work that could fail, and, yeah, just sort of using the studio as a way of unpacking ideas. So it kind of offered freedom, I guess, in that respect. And I guess that's probably also why I took on the project for the marketing thing. So being able to get back to the studio sort of gave me time to reflect on the last show I had with Michael Lett and the things that I really liked about that show, but also the things that I thought could be approached differently, I guess. And I think the thing I took away from that was I had a practice that was very much driven around humour and also performance, and that last show I did was more around poetics and materiality, which are still things that I love to explore. But I guess I started thinking about the way I used to make work and this idea of being more directly involved in the work, both physically being the work, but also reacting to the moments within making that work, as opposed to the previous show, which was more about outsourcing and getting these works put together. to kind of contextualize the show.
As a multimedia artist, How to Disappear is showcasing three different sides to your practice: photography, moving image, and sculptural work. Why did you choose to explore this idea of disappearance across these disciplines?
Yeah, well, I guess to start with the first part in terms of the different mediums, I think that definitely came about from just an openness to really experiment and to do all these ideas, even if I wasn't sure about whether the strengths lay in that. And again, reflecting on previous practice, I kind of feel like I've always been quite good at making strong decisions around what idea suits the medium best. So, you know, I'll kind of think of something and go, oh, that needs to be a moving image work because it does the things I want it to do, or this needs to be photographs, etc., etc. But I guess I was thinking about what happens when you don't do that, and if you use this idea of repetition and playing out the same thing, which is what it goes back to what I said before about the comedic structure, and that idea of introducing a joke, repeating the joke, and then kind of finishing the joke. There's always this sort of formula around humor and the three stages, but of course that got broken apart with things like Seinfeld and stuff, where you kind of go, well, what happens if you repeat it 1,000 times? Does it become something else? So I was interested in how I could do the same thing, whether it be me as a pretending to be a bush, as a photograph, as a sculpture, and a film, but how do I approach it so that it doesn't feel repetitive? It feels like each medium, I guess, highlights a different aspect of the work. And of course, once all these works started coming together, I really became interested in how that relationship worked when they were together. Things like the invisibility shield, for example, which was this thing I bought off the internet, which claimed to be this incredible piece of, you know, magical equipment that can make you disappear. when it arrived, it really highlighted that the advertising images were really staged, and it kind of works, but if you get the right lighting, the right angle, it does it. So I was interested in how I could produce that through these series of photographs, but then also having the moving image work where I feel like I'm hiding behind, but I'm still quite visible through that frame. So playing with those sorts of ideas, I thought, became really interesting. And there's another work where I'm letting off coloured smoke bombs, for example. And as a film, it didn't work. It just felt like a recording of an event that sort of didn't go anywhere, didn't offer anything through the material. But I did like the movement, but also I like that photography holds that movement. So there was this really nice decision on the day that the photographer would walk around me. So I'm standing on this singular spot, but the camera moves around and captures these moments. So there's still the sense of movement in the still photography. Or another work, which is me as many Steves trying to hide behind a tree in a bright orange jacket. So on one hand, it's just like a dad joke with the bright top and the fat belly that pokes through the tree stump. But also, it speaks to photography that, you know, if that camera was moved slightly, I would be hidden. So I sort of started thinking about those different relationships as well. Some of the decisions around the process where I was sort of, you know, I didn't really know what the show would be. So there was moments when I was thinking about, could it just be a singular work, or do these works work in series? And I guess I really enjoyed this exhibition because it came from a point that wasn't defined. I didn't really know what the show was. It wasn't even going to be a show at first. It was a project for a friend that once I'd done it, I got really excited about the potential of it. So being able to build on it and just keep building on it, and then making decisions around whether, you know, I edit, harshly edit, or whether I put everything in, or I kind of really enjoyed that. And then even just thinking around scale became super interesting for me. And again, sometimes it's reflecting on your practice. It's like sometimes with photography, you have a tendency to make everything big. And like for the smoke bomb work, for example, felt like it needed to be big because the smoke had to fill up a certain amount of space. But I was interested that the photos of me as inside of a bush costume didn't work at that scale. You know, they're actually being really small, compressed and condensed the contrast of the colours, and you could see the silhouette of the body much, much clearer, and the landscape became part of that image once it was smaller. And the same thing with the photos of the invisibility shield. You know, I kind of thought them being really big would be more painterly, it would be more dynamic, but they weren't. So yeah, I guess I really enjoyed the sort of not knowing and having to resolve and having to make decisions around the show based on what I wanted the work to do, about really thinking about the individual works and then how those works would come together in a singular space. Because, you know, part of my fear was the repetition, you know, how will, you know, you take something that is essentially a strength of your practice of being able to choose what medium's correct, and then you kind of go, I'm going to throw that out, I'm just going to put everything in. You know, you're sort of putting yourself out there to go, oh, it's a bit kind of boring, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. So I found that challenge and I don't want to say risk, but there was something, yeah, that sort of unknown of whether it was going to work was really exciting for me.
You've kind of weaved through in your answer there that this exhibition has you inserting yourself into the works, leaning into something that's almost performance art. How does using yourself as the subject better articulate what the works are communicating for you?
Yeah, well, look, my original practice was performance based, so I guess it was a sense of coming back to that. I've always really enjoyed artists who put themselves into the work. You know, I could use models to be the stand-in, but I guess they were about my presence in this space as well. So I'm hoping I'm using something that is directly about me, but also is more of a universal connection to other people as well. So I think, you know, How to Disappear, I think, is something that we all relate to. It's not Steve disappearing, or it's just this kind of, and also my face is hidden within all of the images as well. Mm-hmm. But I think often there's this assumption that the artist is present and that it is them. I think what I liked about it was that this work, this whole body of work, was about me experimenting in the studio. So it just made sense that it was me. And I didn't want to go to involving actors or creating that, because that becomes a different way of making.
Mm. I did want to talk a little bit more about where this body of work was shot as well, and the subjects that you've used. The works are all shot or inspired by forestry, with a range of subjects being used as the mode of hiding. We've got trees, bushes, invisibility shields, coloured smoke bombs, which we've kind of spoken to a little bit throughout our corridor. Some of them, are, of course, more convincing as disguises than others, but what kind of informed these subject choices specifically?
It stemmed from just open research, really, where I was just looking at all sorts of things, whether it was scary movie parodies or kids who hide their eyes and have covered their eyes and feel like they can't be seen, or dad jokes, or, you know, that kind of thing of believing in that moment, even though it's not quite there. I think that's kind of interesting. Yeah, so I think there's that thing about personalising it, because we've all experienced parts or all of those aspects, so it's kind of relatable. In terms of the forestry, that was, again, because the place that I was shooting the project for was in Queenstown, but I really liked thinking about Queenstown as a space within New Zealand, how it's very desirable, but it's also kind of ridden with pine trees, and it's so I thought there was some kind of political stuff there as well, and the way that it's being sort of torn up and rebuilt, and I think that the works, you know, you've spoken to humour, and I think that even though the works are humorous, it's for me, humour is a way of giving the audience like immediate access into the work. They'll think it's whether it's they find the action funny, or whether they're just drawn to the beauty of the smoke by sort of sitting with the work. I'd hope that some of those political aspects come through a little bit, and thinking also in terms of I guess, comedy's role or sometimes struggle to do that. You know, comedy never wins an Oscar award, but there's some really great comedic films out there which are highly political. You know, something like Blazing Saddles, for example, is such a powerful film in terms of what it's talking about, but it's, you know, it's Mel Brooks and it's silly, and that's kind of what we think about. But when you rewatch that, it's got some pretty incredible things. Even Scary Movie has these kind of little digs at making us aware of racism and inequalities, and really is this kind of great way of pointing the finger. And I was thinking, even just the history of humour and comedy, it was the Joker that was always, or the Fool that was the only one who could really see the truth.
I guess to kind of add on to that and kind of wrap up this theme of comedy that we've been talking about, that underlies both this exhibition and a lot of your practice, generally, why do you find yourself keep coming back to this theme? What is, like, the thing that's grounding you in that is kind of a realm of exploration?
Like, I think comedy is really important, and I think sometimes we get really burdened with the political aspects of the world, and it can kind of become quite depressing. So sometimes, you know, this it's not just kind of ignoring it. It's using comedy to kind of digest it and think about these things in a different way. And I think comedy is always vital to us as humans. And yeah, I think that it's really important, and it's something that has been used for as long as we can remember. And I think that, yeah, it's a kind of a nice way to think about the bigger issues.
That was Ōtautahi-based artist Steve Carr speaking to Sophia about How to Disappear, which is on at Gow Lankford City Gallery until the 23rd of August.